IT transformation calls for true collaboration between cross-functional teams, from leaders to developers. Stop reacting to change and start leading transformation. Visit BoozAllen.com/Federal News Radio.
The 2020 census marks the first time households can respond through the internet instead of mailing back a paper form. But the new platform raises concerns about the security of the Census Bureau's information. Agency officials recently shed some new light on what they're doing to enhance cybersecurity for the 2020 count. Federal News Radio's Jory Heckman has more on those efforts.
Kevin Smith, the Census Bureau's chief information officer, gave an in-depth look at how the agency will defend against cyber threats. The agency expects to handle 95% of its cybersecurity concerns through commercial industry solutions. But Smith says the agency is working with the Department of Homeland Security and members of the intelligence community to guard against new unknown threats.
Typically what happens is the industry solutions which we use know what those 95% of the threats are. They already look for them, they already detect them, and they kind of block them before they happen. So once someone's already done it, industry knows about it, puts it into their product sets, and we are then covered and protected from the known things people do. Not many things happen or have a problem from protecting yourself against the known things. It's really that 5% of the cyberspace that's unknown. And I want to stress the importance of being within the federal government and a bureau within the federal government offers us an ability to tap into that 5% unknown space, which is extremely valuable for us.
While commercial off-the-shelf products guard against known cyber threats, Smith says the intelligence community plays a vital role in tracking down unknown unknowns.
The unknown space are things that are happening, are things that might be suspected from other areas of the world. This is where the federal intelligence community comes in, where they can proactively let us know what things are happening within their realm of tools and resources that typical industry does not know. We are directly connected into tapping into this resource to proactively get in front of potential cyber threats that are not known in the general industry. This is a very, very important concept to go through that's an extreme benefit to us from being in the federal government.
This year, DHS conducted penetration testing on the Census website, the iPhones enumerators will use when they go door-to-door, and the agency's trove of address canvassing data. Last year and this year, industry leaders conducted their own penetration tests on the website households will use to respond to the 2020 Census. On both counts, Smith says the tests did not raise any major concerns.
No critical or high findings were found in this, both from the industry and well as from DHS. And we're continually going through and securing the solution if we found some things that are at a level we need to correct. But nothing major was discovered. No data was able to be taken because of the design and the way to go through and do things, and because of the diligence of the processes we follow to continually keep systems up to date.
In addition, Census has worked with agencies in the intelligence community to monitor platforms like social media sites for signs of an imminent cyber threat. Smith says this strategy gives the agency a leg up against hackers.
Did they see that someone's going to come at us? Did we see in social media that someone's trying to come at us? Sometimes being ahead of the game is the best attack and approach. So the more that we can know about this unknown area of threats, things that we may not see initially, but someone else has their eyes on it and focus, the better off we will be.
Last month, a group of former federal cybersecurity officials wrote a letter to Census. That letter expressed their concerns with the state of the agency's cybersecurity ahead of the 2020 count. During the 2020 count, enumerators will use iPhones when they go door-to-door to collect data from households that have yet to respond to the population count. Smith explains those devices will hold a minimal amount of data.
The key design factor here in the enumeration tools is similar to the design factor in the Internet self-response tool. Once the enumerator collects the data on the device and hits submit, the data is off the device. It is gone, it is removed, it is locked away in a vault inside of the census. So the exposure of data on this phone is minimal because there's not going to be a lot of data on this phone. It's going to remove itself as soon as it's connected to the network.
But for all the precautions the Census Bureau has taken, Smith says the 2020 count is still vulnerable to external threats.
Every one of us is going to respond to the census. And every one of us is going to use one of our personal devices possibly, or you could use a government or a corporate device, but you're going to log into a website, hopefully, and you're going to basically respond to the census. I, as the census CIO, am not able to protect your personal device. What I am able to do is make sure once you get to us in a website that that is protected. But there's a point where when you have your device, we'll go through and try to educate you. And this is where we talked about relying on industry and other federal agencies. We'll try to go through an education program to inform you of what to do to protect yourself. But we can assure you when you connect to us, you're protected.
In addition, Smith says the agency has taken steps to address insider threats.
We are continuously going through and educating our employees with a battery of things, which is kind of in the compromised employee devices, phishing attacks, attempts. Everyone in the census, contracting, as well as employees, knows the value of our data and knows that their responsibilities exist for stewardship. This is important because technology alone can stop so much. But people seeing something and saying something, and that's someone else's tagline, it's important. In security, sometimes that's what you need. And the quicker and more comfortable employees feel that they can do that, the better off you will always be.
Albert Fontenot, the Associate Director of Decennial Census Programs, announced the award of the Census Bureau's Field IT contract. That's the last major IT contract award for the 2020 count. Unisys won the three-year, $102 million contract and will provide the IT infrastructure to nearly 250 field offices during the decennial count. Unisys will also handle the troubleshooting, replacing, repairing, installing, and decommissioning of IT equipment for the decennial count. But Fontenot says the Census Bureau was unable to meet its hiring goal for the 2018 field test. Census sought to hire more than 1,000 enumerators in Providence County, Rhode Island, but only recruited 735 people for the job. Because of the difficulty in hiring enumerators, Fontenot says the Census Bureau has increased its partnership staff to 1,500 employees, 500 more than previously expected. Fontenot says low employment rates account for some of the problems in hiring enumerators.
This clearly underscored an important need in 2020, and that's a strong recruiting campaign as a part of our media efforts and the full engagement of our partnership staff and our partners in our communities to help recruit more field workers.
The 2018 field test began in April this year and will soon be completed. Fontenot says he expects the team to learn more about what'll work for the main event in 2020 and what won't.
Though we want our census test to run smoothly, we expect to learn from the test. We will discover what aspects of our potential solutions work well, along with things that do not work well. We will uncover things, both expected and unexpected. We expect to leverage the census test environment to explore aspects of an operational design that may require refinement or may not make the final cut. We expect to take advantage of being in a test environment and to add new dimensions to a test as opportunities arise.